KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking high school softball from around the area last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Atlantic doubling up Kemper Catholic 8-4. Glenwood beat Clarinda twice, 12-1 and 13-0. St. Albert over Underwood 2-1. Harlan shut down Abraham Lincoln 10-0. Lewis Central fell 10-0 to Sergeant Bluff Luton. From the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW over IKM Manning 12-1. Trainer beat Riverside 7-0. Missouri Valley over Tri-Center 16-8. Rolling Valley Conference action saw West Harrison beat Glidden Ralston 8-7. Arweva over Coon Rapids Bayard 4-3. Woodbine beat Bowyer Valley 13-3. Also around the area, Lennox over Fremont Mills 9-0. Nottoway Valley outscored Orient Maxburg 15-10. East Mills over Whiting 10-5 in girls softball. In boys baseball action last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Glenwood and Clarinda splitting a doubleheader. Glenwood winning 9-0 in the opener. Clarinda 8-6 winners in the second game. St. Albert beat Denison twice, 11-6 and 3-1. Lewis Central beat Kemper Catholic 2-0. Harlan over Sioux City East twice, 6-3 and 5-2. In Western Iowa Conference baseball, Logan Magnolia swept two from AHSTW, 8-3 and 11-10. Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley 4-1. Underwood over Abraham Lincoln, 6-0. Make that 10-6 was the final. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was West Harrison over Glidden Ralston 16-1. Coon Rapids Bayard beating Arweva 3-1. Woodbine over Bowyer Valley 9-1. Also in non-conference play, Cam beat West Central Valley 11-2. Mitchell Williamson had a big night, a 4-for-4 effort at the plate with 3 RBIs. Also, ACGC beat East Union 17-7. Nottoway Valley over Orient Maxburg 16-1. East Mills beat Whiting 8-4. And Lennox over Fremont Mills by a 14-2 final. Auburn and Florida State have been eliminated in the College World Series with losses on Wednesday. Tyler Fitzgerald hit a first-inning homer, and Louisville scored 3 times on just 1 hit in the 4th inning before they completed a 5-3 win against the Tigers in a game that was suspended by rain on Tuesday. 2 Louisville relievers survived anxious moments to hold Auburn to 2 runs over 5 innings. Brian Klein hit the tie-breaking home run for Texas Tech in a 4-1 victory over the Seminoles. FSU coach Mike Martin heads into retirement with 2,029 career wins. That's the most by any coach in any college sport. The other College World Series game of the day had Kumar Rocker following up his no-hitter in the Super Regionals by carrying a shutout into the 6th inning in Vanderbilt's 6-3 victory over Mississippi State. Stephen Scott collected 4 RBIs with a solo homer and a 3-run blast. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Cardinals pulled out a 2-1 win against the Marlins on Paul Goldschmidt's solo homer in the 11th inning. Dexter Fowler had an RBI single in the 6th for St. Louis, but Miguel Rojas tied it with a single in the 8th off reliever Carlos Martinez before the Redbirds won for the 7th time in 11 games. Card starter Daniel Ponce de Leon was in line to get the win after yielding 2 hits over 6 shutout innings. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington swept 2 from Philadelphia, 6-2 and 2-0. San Diego beat Milwaukee 8-7. Atlanta over the New York Mets, 7-2. Colorado beat Arizona 6-4. And the Dodgers over San Francisco, 9-2. In the American League, the Mariners coasted to an 8-2 win over the Royals as Domingo Santana collected 5 RBIs while homering twice in the game for the 3rd time this season. Also in the AL, the Yankees beat Tampa Bay 12-1, Oakland over Baltimore 8-3, the Angels beat Toronto 11-6, Cleveland over Texas 10-4, Boston 9-4 over Minnesota. In interleague play, Cincinnati knocked off Houston 3-2, Pittsburgh over Detroit 8-7, the Chicago Cubs beat the Chicago White Sox by a 7-3 final. Iowa fired volleyball coach Bond Szymanski on Wednesday, saying an independent investigation by an outside law firm determined that he committed a major NCAA rules violation. Iowa said Szymanski intentionally provided an impermissible benefit to a prospect who went on to compete for the Hawkeyes. Iowa reported the violation to the NCAA and said it is cooperating. The NCAA has asked Iowa not to comment further until it releases its findings. Iowa Athletic Director Gary Bartis said, "We take NCAA violations very seriously and have acted in a fair and decisive manner." He said, "We'll continue to work with the NCAA in regard to our self-report to reach a conclusion in this matter as swiftly as possible." Barta announced that Vicki Brown, who was named interim head coach last month, will remain in that role next season. Szymanski went 78-83 in 5 seasons at Iowa. Iowa defensive end A.J. Epenesa could be the next Hawkeye to leave early for the NFL draft, but for now, the Illinois native is focused on his junior season. Epenesa is projected as a top 10 pick next year by several mock drafts after leading the Big Ten in sacks as a sophomore.
I try not to think too hard about it because I don't want it to distract me from other things, and obviously it's a blessing to be put up that high with such other big names and some of those guys that I know that are really good at the game of football. But I really focus on trying not to think about it that much because I don't want it to take away from my game I am now or just think too much about it and really just forget what I'm doing. And I just don't want to lose focus on what's going on here.
Epenesa says the projections do serve as motivation.
The possibilities of what can happen. And I mean, ever since you're a kid, you think about stuff like that and playing at the highest level and then potentially being picked at the highest round for the highest level, and that's just like a dream come true. So it definitely motivates me, but I mean, I try not to think about it too much.
Epenesa hopes to use the traits of two of the defensive ends off of last year's team to take his game to the next level. Parker Hesse is with the Tennessee Titans, while Anthony Nelson was drafted by Tampa Bay. Iowa State is preparing for changes to Cyclones.tv. Under the new television contract between ESPN and the Big 12 Conference, ESPN Plus will become the digital network for the conference. ISU created Cyclones.tv under the Big 12's former media rights deal.
The core of Cyclones.tv will stay intact because we have to produce all the content for ESPN Plus. So our Cyclones.tv staff will still do everything they're currently doing. Just when we return to that, which will be a year from now, 2020 for Iowa State, the screen won't say Cyclones.tv, it'll say ESPN Plus, but it'll be the same people that are producing it, same voices on it. So from that perspective, not a lot of difference.
That's Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard, who says the biggest difference will be in coverage of live sporting events.
Because those rights go to ESPN Plus, we can do replays of all the games and we can do coaches' shows and all our other content, but actual live games for the sports that we were doing, which is really women's basketball, volleyball, wrestling, football, basketball is going to have no change because that's all on the linear channel.
Cyclones.tv is currently aired as part of the Mediacom package, and Pollard is hopeful that that will continue. And the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening paid tribute to the Atlantic High School girls golf team. Bailey Newell and others spoke about their season.
We thought it was overall a good season. We were very excited to make it back to state again, so that's always fun. It's just pretty fun.
Well, there's eight of us on the team. Bella Lickman, Bailey Newell, okay. Anna Weiser, Halsey Bailey, myself, Alyssa Ginther, Reagan Leonard. And then we're missing two, Lauren Nicholas and Hannah Alf. Yeah, it was a fun season.
It was indeed. Yeah, that's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.